It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Pilot says he felt the slither of a venomous snake in the cockpit.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Banner Fuel.
Well, today is the day, that quiet, sneaky July 3rd, as we all get ready for July 4th.
There you go, July 4th.
The big July 4th. Steve, I was saying it to make fun of you. And what? You just thought I was saying it for real.
He understands
sarcasm.
The big
sarcasm. July 4th celebration, man.
All right, let's calm down.
The 4th of July is tomorrow. And I promise you, I will celebrate today, tomorrow, because today is National Eat Your Beans Day.
Ooh.
That's a weird day, right?
It is.
It's the day to celebrate the bean in all sizes, shapes, and colors. Beans, a.k.a. legumes, date back to the early 7th millennium BCE.
Oh, jeez.
Making them one of the longest cultivated plants. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Thank you, Jay. But I will like thinking, Joy, will I have any beans today? I don't know that I will. The only chance for
beans. You thought
beans,
about that this morning, did you?
No, right now when I started okay, it's bean day. Can I celebrate bean day?
Right.
And then I thought, boy, maybe if I went to like Chipotle and got black beans, that'd be about the only way I think I'd do it today.
I think I'm saving it for tomorrow.
But then I'm looking at all the other beans that I could be eating, and I don't know. Maybe it'll change my mind. Split peas, soybeans, snow peas, snap peas.
Those are
purple
beans?
Purple string beans, pinto beans.
I didn't know.
Peas, navy beans, mung beans, marrow fat peas, long beans, lima beans, lentil beans.
Are you making stuff up now?
No, kidney beans, great northern beans. Gigante beans. I'm not sure I said that right.
I'm sure you didn't.
French green bean. Oh, yeah, those are great. Those are canned. Fayette. Oh, flagellate.
Let's stop while we can.
It's Fayette, but it looks like it's Fayette.
Let's stop while we can.
But it also in parentheses says flagellate beans. Now, I've never had those. Believe me, when I'm done with this, I'll click on them. Edamame. Fava beans. Cranberry beans, coffee beans, cocoa beans, chickpeas, a.k.a. garbanzo beans, cannelli beans, black-eyed peas, black
great
beans,
group.
Anasazi beans, and adzuki beans.
All right, then.
There are a lot of options.
Thank you, Kevin.
That's a lot of beans, man. I'm going to scroll down now and see. Well, that looks like a radish. What is that? Anasani beans.
Huh.
Kidney shaped. They look a lot like a radish. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to find out what the Fayette bean looks like.
Most popular bean in America, pinto. According to the internet.
They just eat a lot. I mean,
probably it's in a lot of dishes. Used. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Steve, do you have a favorite bean? Go.
I don't like beans.
You don't like any beans?
Not one of those.
Okay.
What?
Chipotle is like one of your favorite places in the world. Do you not get any beans ever?
No beans.
Wow.
No beans.
Cool beans, bro.
Cool beans. I do like cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is hilarious. Fayette beans or flagellate beans are kidney beans that were harvested early.
Dumb.
They are native to France, but now grown in California as well. They can be white or green. Prior to cooking, you need to soak your beans, preferably overnight, or just buy them canned, in which case the step isn't necessary. Common uses include, what do you think you'd use those for?
Harvested early beans?
Yep. Soak them.
Soak them beans.
They're kidney beans, man. It's so dumb.
I don't know. Chili?
I would use it for that, Jay. It says stews, salads, and casseroles.
Mm. What about like necklaces?
Probably were good for a necklace.
Not
too,
after
Steve.
They've been soaked, Steve.
Oh, pre-soaked.
Yeah, pre-soaked, yes.
All right.
Post-soaked, no.
Yeah. Eat your beans. Oh,
National
man.
Bean
I
Day.
Hope. This is a shout out. I don't know if they're listening, but if anybody can get this message to Amy Kenny.
Okay.
I'm going to give her full name.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, well, here's the thing.
I think they're going to be there for the 4th of July. They better be. They better be at my brother's place for the 4th of July because she makes what she calls cowboy beans.
Sounds great.
Jay.
Bacon.
Buddy boy. Big chunks of bacon.
Yes,
there's
buddy
some
boy.
Sweetness in it. I don't know what it
brown
is.
Brown sugar.
They're so, yeah, I think that's right. They're just so good. And she brings a pot big enough for us to swim in.
Gross.
Just please, please bring those.
You know again. The story, you know the deal is when you give people's names, if you give a first name,
yeah,
it leaves them off the hook that they didn't have to be included in your story. When you give their entire name,
well, I wanted
it
to make
takes
sure.
away.
And her husband, Mike.
What the gosh, dude.
Mike and Amy, make sure the beans are there.
What was their last name again?
Yeah, I mean.
The Kennys.
Okay.
Great folks. And their kids, Nate and Marissa.
Again, no, that's not.
I mean, it could be an uncommon name or a common name.
If you go to the lake with me, and I think you're
I thought
going
there was
to,
no if. I thought you
yeah,
were
I
going.
I think he's going. I think he's going. But what I was going to say to you is.
He won't eat the beans.
We got to get out on the boat and watch Nate do all of his. He's
a slalom skier.
Oh, no, he's
a surfer.
He's into all the surfing stuff
yeah.
and the
wakeboarding.
Foil surf, whatever it is, the one that comes up out of the water.
Yeah.
He's entertaining. He does a good job with it.
Wow.
So what, you want me to like compete against him? Or?
No, I just want you to see
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
And be like, look how cool that is. And then you can be the guy that holds up the little orange flag. That's an important job.
It is. No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Amelia, who turns 5 years old today.
Whoa.
Hey-o.
Happy birthday.
Kevin James.
Happy birthday to you, Papa.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I was pretty smart reading plays.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
By the way, what percentage of people do you think when they hear you say, hey, I was pretty good at reading plays, think of football versus, you know, literature?
Very few. Especially the way I said it. Yeah. It didn't sound like I was talking football.
No, it did not. I'm pretty good at reading plays. Okay. All right, what's our letter about?
Good morning, guys. My boyfriend is a huge lover of fireworks. Last year was our first 4th together. He had bought a bunch of stuff for my two boys to help set off. My boys are now 11 and 13. The 11-year-old loved it, but my 13-year-old did not like it at all. He's refusing to be around fireworks this year. He likes watching the big shows, but nothing up close for him. I suggested a few weeks ago that we just go watch the fireworks in Coeur d'Alene and not set off any fireworks this year. My boyfriend didn't really say much, but he then went and bought fireworks this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in a fight about what to do. He says my son just needs to get over it. He says hey, if he doesn't want to set them off, that's fine, but we all need to be together and have fun as a family on the 4th. And I said, okay, well then let's go to Coeur d'Alene like we discussed. He now refuses to change his plans. What should I do at this point? That is from Alyssa.
509-441-0999. Over to you, Steve.
Well, this seems quite obvious, Jay.
Okay.
A little compromise never hurt anybody, right?
I feel like that's the way to go.
Yeah. You do Coeur d'Alene when you do it. Or no, you do the fireworks whenever. And then Coeur d'Alene you go when they're...
So you're saying you can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you certainly could do both.
You could. I'm guessing this guy is not budging on
he wants to do
what
his
he has
on
planned
the fourth.
On the 4th.
Yeah, yeah, probably during the same time as the Coeur d'Alene one, which seems a little bullheaded, pig-headed,
a
or any
bit.
Other animal-headed.
It's almost like we got three children here.
I feel like you could be flexible. And you know what? If the kid's, I mean, I'm assuming the kid just doesn't like the noise or is worried about stuff. Might be a worrywart kid. Well, I don't know. But
dude, and I instantly think of, you're right. Some kids just don't. I never liked being around fireworks much when I was a kid. My friends were really into it. They liked setting them all off. And I was like, yeah, that's funny, but I'm the slowest one. So this, I don't want to do it. So I just never really did it. A couple of my buddies, we'd go up to their lake cabin and they loved it. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm not that into it. I wouldn't mind watching it and being there with them, but it was just never really my thing.
Christine, what do you think?
Well, you know what? I have two foster boys and a daughter and a son. And if one of my kids didn't want to do it because they felt uncomfortable, and I suggested to my boyfriend, who is the extra person in this relationship when you think about it, that they should go to Coeur d'Alene, especially if the 11-year-old is okay with it. The boyfriend needs to get on board to be with the family, not try and separate it out. That's just my beef on it.
No, I think that's probably right. I mean, you know, it's like, it seems like a pretty easy compromise that you don't.
And, I think
and if someone doesn't want to be around it, then just, you know, we can make accommodations to not have the child around it. I mean, then you'll go stand over there. I mean, it's not like he's saying he's not part of the family. He's not going to be around for the weekend. He's just saying at that particular moment. He doesn't like to be near the fireworks. Feels like it's...
And I get what the, you know, the boyfriend says, hey, listen, we're a family. We all need to be together on the 4th
like
and
that.
Have fun. That's great.
Sure.
But, okay, I'm going to call you on that, sir, and say, all right, then is Coeur d'Alene an option? No, it's not an option. It's only we get to be together as a family if we do what I want to do.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it gets a little tricky, right?
Yeah. Christina, thank you. Have a great holiday weekend, okay? Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you.
So there's a few people, a few responses on Facebook. It says, is the 13-year-old afraid of fireworks, or is it because of your boyfriend, or is it like the first 4th without dad? I mean, I'm just curious if there's something else going on here. Anita says, wait, is the 13-year-old just being a 13-year-old?
I mean, it's also possible.
Also a fair question.
Yeah, it's also possible.
That's a very fair question.
Yeah.
What about the 11-year-old who likes it? Does he get punished and not get to do what he wants to do? I mean, boy, oh boy.
I mean, it really actually seems pretty simple. I mean, she wants to take her kids to Coeur d'Alene. They want to go to Coeur d'Alene. Maybe you just say, okay, we'll go there, and then maybe we can do fireworks on the 5th, or we can do it earlier
and if
in the
he
day.
He wants to be stubborn and say, no, I'm staying here and setting off fireworks and drinking with my buddies, which I just always, that's what I, you know, I get that vibe, right? That it's like the,
might be, yeah.
It's his thing with a group or whatever. I don't know. Mm. Matt says, get a new boyfriend.
Yeah, sounds like Alyssa's going to be single soon.
Okay, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it was weird. I saw it says Kevin James is calling you on Teams, which if you don't know what that is, it's just, you know, it's kind of like a Zoom call or whatever
else.
Yeah,
I don't know how to use Teams at all. I wish it was a Zoom call.
Kevin James.
Yeah, we do meetings here on Teams. That's
why I don't know how to use it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How weird was you said that yesterday, and then next thing you know, you got a Teams meeting today. How weird was that?
It is... jinxed it, I guess.
You did. Yeah. It was like literally the first time you'd ever even mentioned that and have ever tried to be on it. And next thing you know, within 24 hours.
I've done them on my phone from home, like during COVID. I remember doing a Teams meeting, but I've never done it on my computer at work.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever had a meeting, Slim would just turn it on his computer and
you'd ignore it together.
Show that we were there and then
what?
Then watch something else.
Well, yeah, what did I say?
On my computer. You are right. No, you're 100% right.
Entertainment news brought to you by Amco AAMCO.
You know he's in charge of the meeting, right?
Kevin?
No, you are.
Oh, no, I am not.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, heavens no.
No.
You don't do that?
I don't do meetings on that I'm in charge of. I don't do meetings on Teams. Let's meet on Teams. No, I don't do that.
Oh, you prefer in person, huh?
I do, okay. If possible. Morgan Wallen's Lies, Lies, Lies comes out tomorrow officially. You can look for that. Willie Nelson back on stage. That's a good thing.
Yes.
We were worried there. Willie was sick for a while. Now he's back. It looks like he'll be back for the annual Willie 4th of July celebration. He was cleared by his doctors, and tomorrow is his first day back on stage. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I love hearing that. Thank you to Willie for... no, I'm not going to say it. Go ahead. What do you think I was going to say?
Thank you for Willie for being a good boy, taking his medicine, and getting better.
That's exactly what it was. What else do you have?
He's very self-medicated.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it works for him.
Steve, anything from you for entertainment news?
Oh, just the Nathan's hot dog eating contest / Joey Chestnut news. So,
because he's out still, right? He's not doing it?
Correct. As of this point, I don't know. Things might change, you know?
Wait, how could it change? He's just got a sponsorship from a non-beef hot dog company.
I don't know. Maybe last minute they'll be like, we don't care.
Nah, I think they care.
I think it's unfortunate. it's
Nathan's just, being the sponsor. They have beef hot dogs, and he's doing the Impossible Meat hot dog sponsorship now. So, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for him.
No.
But, women's contest tomorrow starting at 7:45 our time, I believe, because it's 10:45 Eastern.
7:45 in the morning. Can you watch people shove hot dogs down there? Oh, Kevin? Man.
That is right. I'm doing my math right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's early, man.
And then noon Eastern time is the men's competition, so that would be...
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it, Kev?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before. I mean,
have you watched it?
Yeah, I've had it on, Jay.
Okay.
I've watched bits and pieces of it. Did I sit there and watch the entire... But however long it is, no.
I think there's a lot of people who just cannot watch it.
Oh, for sure.
It's just...
I didn't, 62 hot dogs is a lot to see.
I didn't realize how troubling it was until I did watch it that one. And I was like, oh, boy.
Just because it's hard
When you see the highlights, it's bad enough.
Right.
But when you actually really watch it, because it's not just
it's hard
the guy
to stomach.
Who won, you see everybody, and you're just like,
it's
hard to stomach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By the way, is this breaking news, or did we know this already? Joey Chestnut is set to take on his rival, I can never say his name right. Is it Takuru Kobayashi? Is that how you say it?
I don't know his first name.
Okay.
Kobayashi. That's all they ever call him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard both, but I don't forget.
Well, okay.
Anyway.
So have I, but they call him Kobayashi.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
He's just saying.
Apparently, they are set to take on one another in a competition on Netflix on Labor Day. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I had.
Thank you.
Will they be eating Impossible meat or regular meat?
Maybe that. Why don't they just do one of each? I mean, why didn't let Joey do one and the other guy do the other, and then they can both claim victory?
Right, and I get why they can't. Nathan's hot dogs can't do the Impossible.
That
makes
sense.
I get that one. Yeah. By the way, Axel F.
Yes,
Beverly
the
Hills
movie.
Cop.
Mm-hmm.
It's out today on Netflix.
I mean, we're gonna get a couple of movies to be able to see over the next couple of weeks.
Despicable Me 4 is also out today.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And that's then in the theaters, though, yeah?
No, I think it's... No, it's released today for streaming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I thought it was. Yeah. You know what? I can't keep track of how they do movies anymore. It hurts my brain. I don't know where it is. It's probably in theaters, Jay.
A lot of money in that one.
I know the other one is streaming at Netflix. I can't keep track of how they do them. And then what's the other one? Oh, Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman.
I saw that preview last night. My wife said, she goes, that's the movie I screenshot and sent you and you didn't reply to that I want to see. And what's the name of that one?
It's a nice little romantic comedy called A Family Affair. Yes. That is a Netflix movie.
Yes. So I will be watching that over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron.
Yeah, it looks like it looks good. I will watch it. And then I'll report back to you. And you watch the other one.
Oh, I will. Axel F., I think I'm in on it. Because I always loved Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, anything he does. And they did a good job getting a lot of the guys back. I don't know how much they're in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like Judge Reinhold and... Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bronson Pinchot, Paul Reiser. They got some of the big names back, so it'll be interesting.
Bronson Pinchot. It sounded like you were very French when you said it.
I think that's how you say it, right?
I always heard Pinchot, but I don't know. But
Did I say Pinchot?
You said Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot.
You were like, oh, oui, oui, Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah,
no, you sounded very knowledgeable.
He's a French fella.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean...
I don't know. He's...
Sounds like it. Yeah, I don't know. You read plays and you do accents. I don't know who. I don't even know who you are anymore.
It's a sneaky day, Jay.
Really, honestly, this guy over here. I've worked with him for 29 years, and I'm like, all of a sudden, he's doing accents and tells me he reads plays. I don't even know you anymore.
He's an American actor. Dang it. But he did play Cousin Balky, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I think that's why I think he's foreign.
Well, yeah, very nice.
Oh, my gosh. Do yourself a favor and Google a picture of Bronson Pinchot, who is...
Get over it.
Bronson Pinchot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. He does not look the same.
65 years old.
Uh-huh.
Do you see the picture of him with his muscles?
I see him with his shirt off from 4 days ago.
Yeah. He's ripped.
Yeah, that's insane.
Cousin Balky.
Wow. Yeah, dang. he's been in the gym.
Balky Bartakamos.
He looks gigantic.
He is a big fella. And that's, is that... I mean, does that count as a six-pack? I think it is.
I mean, it's at least four. Yeah, I'd say six.
At 65 years old.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
What, you're not allowed to have a six-pack at 65?
I am not allowed to have a six-pack.
Of course you're allowed, Steve, but it's... I don't know if you know this, man. As you get older, things get harder.
You know what?
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The rest of us do the cleaning. It's just kind of, you know, we try to, you know, many hands make light work, whatever that saying is.
Kevin James.
I'll take your word for it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, guys, Jackie watched A Family Affair, that one with Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron, and said she loved it. It was great.
Okay.
I'm also curious if anybody's seen the Kevin Costner movie Horizon, the American saga. I'm curious about that. So if you've seen it, 509-441-0999.
Well, we promise to have some movie reviews on Monday after the 4th of July weekend.
It'll be hot. It'll be good to take a little time and either sit inside or go to the movie theater, I think. I mean, when it's like 106 on Saturday or whatever it is they're saying.
Good Lord Almighty.
That seems crazy, but let's see. Oh, that's not till Tuesday. It's fine. Saturday, Tuesday. 95. So this is what your holiday weekend looks like. 88 tomorrow after an 85 today.
A perfect 4th of July, really.
Let me refresh this because I keep changing these highs about every 10 minutes. Friday, 92. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 98. Monday, 103. Tuesday, 104. Wednesday, 105.
Dang. What are we looking at for the cruise?
Hold on. I can probably get to the 14 day. If only I'd known to look ahead.
I mean, we're, what, 8 days away from the cruise?
Let's see.
Where are we at for
the
weather?
Love I'm pop ups.
I mean, it's going to be 100. I have a hunch.
101.
101.
101. But on the lake at 7 when the sun's going down?
Dude,
I mean, I hate
to
tell you this.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Ideal. No. Yeah, we're in a stretch here. I'm going to tell you right now, this stretch of weather all the way through the 17th of July, at this point, this guess is the coolest day would be 93 after tomorrow.
Boy, oh boy.
And it's only the 3rd.
Thank you, Steve.
Would you
2 weeks.
Rather...
Steve trying to replace Calendar Face, apparently.
I would never.
Watch it. Would you rather? What do you have, Steve? You want to give us a would you rather, please?
Oh, boy. You know I would.
Uh-huh.
Ha.
You rather.
Would you rather have fireworks go off outside of your bedroom or your office for every day?
Oh, office. Oh, man. Yeah, office.
I'd rather have fireworks in my bedroom.
He didn't say that.
Outside of your bedroom.
Oh.
Or office.
Okay. Misheard. Yeah, the office because...
Misheard was my math teacher, by the way.
Was she really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
H-U-R-D, but now that you said it that way, that was a weird flashback.
Yeah, I got to go office because I don't sleep at the office that much.
That much. You rather...
Thank you for the clarification at the end. That was great. That was really good and very honest.
Yeah, I mean.
It was very honest.
Yeah. Hey, two things can be true at the same time.
That's very true. I mean, not that often. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
We did have a request by someone about a week ago for sleep pods here at the station.
Was it Kevin?
It was not. No. Oh,
wait, who was it?
That would be great.
I'm not saying names.
Like, honestly, if there were days where I could just get like a 15-minute little snooze in.
Yeah.
I think I would come refreshed for the rest of the day.
Would you rather have a sleep pod at work, or would you rather have like free ice cream every Friday? And like the sleep pod you could use, you know, during the weekdays, you kind of like schedule it in.
Would people judge you?
Well, they're going to judge you anyway, but you know, so free ice cream or a sleep pod, Kevin, what do you want?
Man. Well, because I can sleep anywhere, I think I'm going to go ice cream.
Free ice cream on a Friday. It is a fun thing to look forward to. We had it here, what was that, 2 weeks ago or last week, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Steve? Rather have a sleep pod at work or free ice cream Fridays?
I think the ice cream, just because I'd be groggy.
You'd be groggy once you woke up from it?
Yeah, from the ice cream.
I don't nap or eat ice cream, so it wouldn't matter to me.
Would you rather?
Steve?
Odd. Would you rather celebrate 4th of July Monday through Thursday or Friday through Sunday?
Wait, what?
What are we doing?
Would you rather celebrate 4th of July, depending on, you know, where it landed, a Monday through a Thursday?
So you're saying would you rather have the 4th in the first half of the week or the second?
So are we coming back to, we're doing a 4th of July vacation, but then coming back on Friday?
Yeah, so like Kevin, if let's say the 4th was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then you took like even if you took the 5th off, but then you have to come back for like 2 days. Well, that seems silly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's say it was even like Monday through Wednesday then.
Man, yeah, no, always last half of the week. Okay, group them all together.
Yeah, it's better when I guess you tie it into a weekend that other way, but the problem is when the festivities are done, well, either way you got to go back to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
So it doesn't really matter, but I guess you're going back to work after a Sunday when it's a weekend, and you're already used to that.
That's right.
You're already used to that horrible feeling of having the weekend off and going back to work.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
Jeez.
You rather...
We probably have time for two more quick ones, Steve. What do you got?
Okay, would you rather live with a scared dog or a scared baby when fireworks go off on the 4th?
Ugh.
What?
Would
you rather live with?
Well, you see what he's saying.
I understand, which is worse, basically.
I didn't... Yeah, like if you have a scared dog... Or you have a scared child, a scared baby?
Well, my dog is terrible.
So, like, lots of whimpering or crying or whatever.
Both my dogs are not great with the 4th at all. I mean, they just, it's extremely nerve-wracking.
Did you ever get the thunder jackets for them?
No.
Or whatever they...
Mm-mm. I get the thunder pill.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I've heard it, Kevin, where it's like, you know, it's just a weighted blanket, basically, for a dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my parents are trying that this year.
For each other?
No, for their dog.
Oh, all right. I just want to clarify. Peter, put this on, Peter. You're
He's
fine.
A little afraid.
Tired of you being nervous.
but a scared baby, I mean, that'd be the worst. Yeah, I don't want that. So I guess I'd rather live with the dog.
It's easier to maybe control the baby thing where you can just go somewhere, maybe turn on some music or whatever, and the baby doesn't know any better. And we'll forget about it.
How loud are you playing that music?
Well, I mean, how loud are your fireworks if you're in your house?
You're deafening the baby.
And like, you are playing music. I don't feel like the baby hears it anymore.
I think the key is to try to get them both very exhausted, and then hopefully they sleep through it.
Yeah. The dog just, I feel like they just, once they know it, they're like, I'm skittish for a long time.
It's not great. So thanks to my neighbors. One more quick one, Steve.
Would you rather eat 10 hot dogs or 5 hamburgers in one sitting?
Ooh, that, 10 hot dogs. I mean, I feel like, 10 hot dogs is...
It's a lot of hot dogs.
For sure. It is a lot of hot dogs, but 5 hamburgers is a lot of hamburgers.
5 hamburgers is a lot, but I feel like with the hot dog thing, lately I've been like, I think I'm going to have a hot dog instead of a hamburger, you know, just because... That's apparently where I am in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but after like one or two, I feel like it becomes a bad idea. And then I'm more likely to not enjoy the taste and flavor of a hot dog after a couple. Hamburger's always going to be kind of feel like fine.
I just feel like hot dogs are so easy.
Well, it's easier to eat 10 hot dogs than 5 hamburgers.
Yeah, it's just so easy to eat. I'm just trying to think. Yeah. I don't know. I know I could do like five hot dogs and not even really think much of, you know, just be like, okay, I had five hot dogs.
It's like a snack.
Right. Like if that were common, I would probably do it.
I'm going to put that on the poll. How many hot dogs can you eat? And then I'll put some answers up there for you. It's up on Twitter in about 2 minutes, or X if you prefer. Steve, which one would you rather do?
Just based on taste, I would like to attempt the five hamburgers.
Right.
But I don't think I could do it. But I'd try.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on the taste part.